Finding new compounds is no cause for rejoicing.
Because we don't know where these chemicals are coming from. We don't know the effect on the body, but it has come in as a submission to us that's been seized by law enforcement.
Utah Crime Lab Director Jay Henry says his scientists are fighting synthetic drugs, just like law enforcement and lawmakers are trying to stop rampant prescription painkiller abuse. They're all grateful for the three-month-old state crime lab.
We also got funding for new equipment, high-capacity, very specific testing equipment that allows us to identify the compounds.
Henry says tests take up to 6 weeks to determine new mixtures to be illegalized. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.